This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society. At the Rolls Oconee Museum, in the research files, there's a lot of information about the old county schools of Rolls Oconee. Some of them even created when part of Rolls Oconee was still Kitson County. School census reports show the school children each year. The reports are signed by the teacher at the time. They include things like how many days each child attended school during the term for which the report is made. Those were some of the records stored in the basement of the courthouse, which was flooded in 2001. They were rescued by drawing them. We can be grateful for all of the saved documents from that time. There are also file cabinets full of other records, including the documentation gathered about many of the rural schools. In the Moranville Township folder, I found several photos of Conover School District 69 in Section 8 and a handwritten account by Dorothy Story Jesme. This is what she wrote. She first describes a photo standing by their school transportation in 1944 where they attended 69 R. Front row Dorothy Story Jesme, Lois Story Olson, and back row May Story Steely, Jerry Story Strife, and Joy Story Philippi. This bus, as we called it, was built by our dad. Inside was seats and a small wood heater for heat, and we would toast leftover sandwiches from our noon lunch on it on the way home from school. There was a small window on hinges, plus a slot for the horse reins on front to drive the horse through. We had many good times to and from school. We'd pick up kids on our way to school and give them rides home in the afternoon. We lived the farthest from school. What fun! We would always sing on our way to and from school. Our dad had a small barn at the school that he kept furnished with hay and feed for the horse during the day. The older sisters, Joy and Jerry, drove the horse and took care of it. They had to harness and unharness it, although they were only 11 and 13 years old. In the winter weather, we drove a horse and buggy. When I tell my kids this story, they say, "Boy, Mom, you sure had fun." And yes, we did. Thanks to Dorothy Jesme for that story. If you haven't asked your parents or grandparents about their school days, I hope you'll do so if it's still possible. Write down everything they tell you and contribute it to the Rolls Oconee Historical Society Museum if you would. If you had the country school experience yourself, write down your own memories. List as many teachers as you remember and tell about your classmates and what you did for fun. Tell about discipline in school and of the events that you took part in. I started school in 1959 in Ross School. We played outside at every recess, weather permitting, and had the opportunity to skate outside on the rink all winter. It was flooded by parents and teachers as needed, and sometimes we'd spend a considerable amount of time getting the snow off the surface of the ice before we could skate. I can still remember the smell of the barrel stove in the warming house and the sizzle of snow from our skate blades as we let it slide down the sides of the stove. I remember organized play with squads or teams competing against each other. We had a ball field to play softball or kitten ball. We had jump ropes for individuals and longer ones for two to hold and one or more to jump. We had a high jump bar with a pile of hay on the side where you landed. Some kids were exceptionally good jumpers. We had the monkey bars and there were a few mishaps on them. We also had a tall set of swings and you could get a lot of height with enough effort. I'm surprised we didn't swing right over the top sometimes. There were outhouses between the bus garage and the first and second grade room. There was also a bathroom with plumbing connected to the cafeteria building that we could use to wash up before our lunch was served. We took turns emptying the garbage from the bathroom. Other chores kids helped with were to clean blackboards at the end of the day, and I remember taking the big erasers outside and pounding the chalk dust off of them. The ones I remember were about a foot long and made of a sturdy gray sponge with one side wrapped with soft leather or chamois. We also had small erasers of compressed felt with a wooden side to hold onto. Teachers had bulletin boards decorated throughout the year for seasons and holidays. Sometimes they'd recruit help from students to put new pictures up. The schoolrooms at Ross were full of things to keep us busy between classes, including a rotating set of library books that came from a supply in Roseau. It was an exciting day when the new books became available. Put your stories on paper and share them with anyone you can. These are the things that our kids won't know unless we tell them. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our Coney stories.